You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
Live in the studio is a comedian known for being all over Australian TV, radio and the podcast scene. He hosted a show last year, which famously got axed after one season because the Conservative Australian government deemed it far too naughty. Please welcome to the show, comedian Tom Ballard.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm focused on the podcast scene now. That's my real passion. Okay, we need to talk about what happened before. You said I was coming up, Ando. You said spunk. You said spunk? Maybe you said he might be on a no-carb diet. What are you trying to say?
I was focusing.
I look amazing.
I know.
I'm a spunk. Yes. I'm a goddamn spunk.
I was trying to stand up for you to make sure you weren't being objectified. That was literally it because I've been promoting this.
I would love to be objectified.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right. You're a dream.
Now I don't know where to look.
You're looking hot, Tom. Give us a quick little flex.
Hey.
No, on social media I was saying, you know, he's a sharp comedic mind, you know, he's a political powerhouse.
No, spunk. Forget all that.
All right.
I want to be placed.
Horn bag.
Thank you.
Horn dog or horn bag?
I'll take it both. I'm a horn bag dog.
Horn
I'm
dog
a spunky horn dog bag. And I'm going to Mardi Gras this weekend and I'm very lonely.
Oh, let's talk about that. Thursday's the day, isn't it?
Thursday's when my little we're doing a little gala thingy. We did a midsummer gala in here in Melbourne a little while ago, which was amazing, at Hamer Hall. And then, yeah, me and a bunch of Melbourne comics, Jordan Hickey and Nath Alvo and Cassie Workman, a bunch of cool friends, are getting together for the Laugh Out Loud thing in Sydney. And then, yeah, Saturday's
Laugh
the parade.
Out Proud, I think I've got in my
I
notes.
Don't know. Sure, it's gay comedy.
Nath Alvo is hilarious. He's hosting.
All right, we don't need to talk
sorry.
About that. You know,
oh.
I think let's, again, focus on my physical attractiveness and my skills at comedy.
Very tall.
Everyone else is bad.
Yeah, okay. You're one of the tallest I've met.
I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I'll just bring it back to you. That's, my role here will just be to focus on you.
I love it.
Yeah. I hadn't noticed how tall you were because when we're riding in a car, you're the same height. So I didn't realise I was driving around in this little clown car and I'd shoved this famous comedian in there.
You squeezed in. You gave me a lift to a gig to Ballarat. That was very kind of you, yes.
Yeah.
I have terrible posture and people always say to me, oh, see, as soon as I say that, Ando
everybody
just, like,
starts
sits up.
Perking up.
Yeah, whenever anyone sees me, they're like my grandma. They're like, you're so big. You're getting bigger every year.
Do you try to be like everybody else? Is that why you're hungry?
Well, I'd like better posture. I'd like to sort of, yes, live in my full heightness. It's a waste of body.
I don't use it. Hey!
It's
not a waste.
That's also a joke
Just don't
Hannah
use
Gatsby
it for anything.
Says.
People say, like, you know, you should play basketball or anything, and I don't. I do stand-up comedy.
Do you reach for things on high surfaces?
Oh. Yes, that's another passion of mine.
That's good.
So you're off to Mardi Gras. You've got your show Thursday.
Yes.
What's the plan for the weekend while you're up there? Or are you hanging around for the...
I am hanging around for the parade, yes. Yes, I managed to blag my way into the Black Diamond viewing area.
What's that?
It's just a place where you stand and watch the parade go by. It's very nice of Mardi Gras.
Drinks and nibbles?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think we have to pay for the drinks, but yes.
With Real Housewives of Sydney.
Oh, gosh,
like
I hope so.
G-list celebrities. Oh. Sorry, that wasn't about you, but like it was kind of like that, what they thought.
I'd love to be on the G-list. I aim for the G-list. That'd be great.
Are you getting spotted now on the streets? Do you get the selfies?
By
from
friends,
fans?
Family members, debtors. I owe a lot of money around town. I get recognised in very specific locations, any kind of maybe Triple J-based event or a music festival or in the comedy world, then yes.
Mm.
Otherwise, apart from that, no, it's, wow, Joel Creasy's put on some weight.
Oh.
I'll take it.
Well, hopefully anyone listening, you'll go and bombard Tom now if you see him on the street.
Come say hey, I got nothing on.
Yeah, and I was looking on Wikipedia. Yeah. You did more episodes of Tonightly than I thought you did. 160?
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah, yes, that is true.
Because acts after one season sounds pretty sad, but 160 episodes, that's a good run. That's a good innings.
I think it was technically two seasons, but they extended season one so they didn't have to pay us any more money. Very clever. I think we did about 12 weeks, then had 6 weeks off and then came back for the rest.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite moment from that short-lived show?
Well, the thing that still makes me laugh more than anything is when we got cancelled, they told us we got cancelled, but we still had 3.5 weeks on air. So we decided to waste taxpayers' money and introduce a segment called Why the Fudge Not? Why the F Not? And that allowed us to do anything we wanted. And my colleague Greg Larson debuted a new character called Mr. Oily, in which he writhed around on a large tarp covered in oil and said, "Hello, I'm Mr. Oily." That went for about 35 seconds.
Greg is hilarious. I can picture it in my mind.
It's it's good stuff. People YouTube it. It's one of the finest moments of Australian television.
Was it quite cheap to run? Oil.
Mr. Oily.
Yeah.
I think we spent quite a bit of money on oil. So thanks for the taxes, everybody.
Nice.
It's one of those specials I always see when they're half price and stock up.
On a whole bucket of it.
Yeah, the 20-litre tub.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
of course. Well, stick around. We're with Tom Ballard, comedian and household name, and we're going to be putting the chip challenge
and spunk.
To him.
Mention right spunk.
And spunk. Sorry, big spunk.
Thank you.
Exciting times here in the Joy Studio live.
Sure is. Woo! With the spunk!
With a big, a massive, loud spunk. It's Tom Ballard, definitely not known for anything else other than being spunky.
Well, I just want to be a sex object and I do comedy on the side. Hi, everyone.
How's that paying?
It's badly. Yeah.
That was low. Straight there.
Look, I'll pump you up. He's also the star of his own podcast called Like I'm a 6-Year-Old, where he interviews political guests and has hard-hitting chats.
Yeah, some of them are hard-hitting, I guess. Yeah, I like talking to people about their political worldviews. I recorded two today, actually, with Oliver Yates, who ran for the seat of Kooyong last year, and Alex Batal, the former Greens candidate, who's had a bit of a rough run. But yes, it's a really fun format because often I think when we see political interviews or people talking about politics, it's in a very confrontational kind of live context. Maybe a journalist wants their moment in the sun to sort of get someone, expose them as an idiot. But this is me seriously sitting down with people and saying, what do you think about politics and how we should organise society? And that's ranged everyone from Father Bob to Sam Newman.
Has there been anyone who's changed your mind while you've chat to them?
No, I'm correct about everything. So I like to tell them why they're an idiot and then I post that as my podcast.
Oh, I would love to see you do a version of Hard Chat with Tom Gleason.
Yes. Yeah. I would love to have him on the show. He's quite a politically engaged guy. I'd be interested to ask him serious questions about politics.
Are you always reading up then?
I'm reading Twitter. Does that count?
Yeah. I'm surprised you're still so jovial after spending so much time on Twitter. It always makes me a little bit depressed, isn't it?
It's 90% of tweets are people talking about how Twitter sucks, which feels like maybe we should all just get off.
Yeah,
are you on it?
No.
No?
Mate and I, side story, mate and I decided we'd see, somebody said you can see a lot of pornography on it.
Yep.
And so we did this trial and it's not appropriate, I've just been told. The director's trying to shut me down right now. Essentially,
let Ando speak!
I got this message from, I don't know who, someone on Twitter saying, your account has been deleted due to Australian regulations.
Oh.
So I don't know what I did. Anyway, so no, I'm
were
not
you posting pornography?
No, oh,
you
were posting porn. Hello, look at me. Yeah, right.
Hey, people are into things.
All right, we're tapping out.
I've pulled out of this a long time ago. Yeah,
is that what
the
footage you showed? You pulling out of? No, okay. Is that okay? Oh, what is the rating of this show? Is this not a kid's show?
Zero to hero in a heartbeat. Now, speaking of zero to hero,
yes.
Annie, what's sitting in front of you?
Three boxes. Number one, number two, number three, and they've all got chips in them. They're crinkle cut today, so this is Ando's chip challenge.
Is this Ando's chip challenge?
You were the first VIP to ever put, other than Annie Louie, because if I to Ando's chip challenge.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Annie, last week, you know, like, I'm game, and you'd been to the Asian Grocers, right?
I sure did. That was my secret weapon. I'm like, he'll never get it.
Oh, my Lord.
So this is your clue for this week. You're not the only one that can do an Asian theme.
Oh.
Did you want that sound effect? No, you're
no,
not
thank
getting
you.
It. All right, start with box one. Both of you take a chip. Now, what you have to do is tell me the name of the chip. I don't really care that you're going, oh, and it's got cinnamon in it.
Okay. Have a chippy,
Tom. You want the specific name. So the idea is that the chips these days have crazy, wacky flavours. And you think we have to try and tell you
what's in it.
What flavour this
is. Now, listeners, move away from your speakers because the crunch is something special.
Yeah, I think people hate this. Okay.
All right, they're chewing their chips. This is box number one of the... I didn't ask. You're not vegetarian, are you, Tom?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oops.
I'm a very bad one, though.
Sorry.
That'll be fine.
I'm going to say roast pork.
Roast pork for Annie?
Yep, like Chinese roast pork, if you're going for an Asian theme.
Roast pork.
That is, but it's like very oily.
Very oily. I reckon I can taste a bit of crackling
kind of
there.
Crackling in there.
I don't want to influence you, though, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, give me
yours. You've got your own.
Yeah, I go with Annie. I'm deferring to the person of Asian heritage. Unless one of these is mayonnaise, I'm kind of screwed.
All right, cool Dorito.
Time for box two. Crack it open. All right, they're going into box two. This is Ando's chip challenge for your Monday's drive. The only place you'll find
Thank
this
you.
Chip challenge.
Yeah, the only place. No other show would do this. No other show has the guts.
No one else has the ratings.
To eat goddamn chips on air.
Yeah, to do the worst thing on air. Eat. Yeah. Oh.
Mm, I like that.
Oh. What is that? Oh. It's familiar, is it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, like, it was nice at the start, but then petered out into something not that nice.
Gosh, what is that?
Imagine someone breath
you
like
go
that.
First this time, and is I'm going to tell you what you're
Sorry, thinking. Are these all from the Asian grocer?
None of them are, actually, but it's a theme. I just wanted to play that song.
Oh, our producer went to so much work getting it for me.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I think you labelled it as racist, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. People love hearing that stuff on radio.
Yeah.
I reckon it's like seaweed something.
Seaweed.
I want to say seaweed.
It's got a real seafood taste. I'm going to go
like
with...
Like anari.
Yeah.
What's anari?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like dried Japanese seaweed. Yeah, okay, all right.
I'm going to go with prawn. It tastes prawn. Like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
Mm. If you've just tuned in, we're a third of the, or we're two-thirds of the way through Ando's Chip Challenge. We have comedian Tom Ballard in the studio.
Mention my show.
I'm doing a show. It has been going for about 5,000 years.
Chip number three. All right, down to the wire.
Oh, Lord. That's unnatural.
Really?
It's not right.
It's not right.
I don't like that at all.
I'm feeling maybe it's a dessert chip.
Dessert chip.
Science should be focused on climate change and not this.
But right, it also had a touch of like maybe sweet chili to it. I'm really confused by that one.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can. But he's going back for more.
Well,
Tom's going back for
yeah.
Mm.
yeah.
Something red. Something red.
Okay. Red. Tom, have you got anything better than that? This is making great radio.
Purple, I'd say.
Purple.
Yeah, I'm going purple.
Purple is a fruit.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here you've got roast pork for the box one. Yep. You've got Annie, you've got prawn for box two. And Tom had seaweed. Mm-hmm. Box three, red and purple, which seriously, like you're trying to name the bags. All right, here it is. Number one, grilled pepper steak.
Oh!
Grilled pepper steak.
Roast pork was not even close.
Oh, no. Come on.
Different paddocks, mate. Mm. Number two, teriyaki
chicken. To keep them segregated.
You don't mix shit. Well, anyway, teriyaki chicken was number two, and you had prawn and seaweed.
Okay. Oh, that's a classic flavour.
Ocean. You were both in the ocean.
We're in the ocean.
You're in the ocean. And the third one, sizzling beef.
Sizzling beef?
Sizzling, yeah, I know. So two beefs. Pepper steak.
I feel
we don't
if
know
you
them.
Said sizzling beef and you had to think of a colour, it'd be red.
Really?
Am I wrong?
What happened to plain? Am I right? Remember the good old days of plain?
Spoken
back
like a
when
white
this country
person.
Was great.
Do you know what? I did laugh when I was at the supermarket because Annie nearly every week goes, I think it's barbecue. And it's like, because I tricked, there was a barbecue one in the first week. So now she thinks there's a plant.
Yeah.
Like barbecue. And then she goes, oh, well, meat, barbecue, same thing.
I mean, yeah, that's exactly it. Steak, that's practically barbecue. I'd say barbecue for all.
Well, if you've eaten a chip, call in. We want to hear about it. We want to hear all the details.
0427569949. What is your craziest chip name?
Don't call.
Thank you so much, Tom. We've had a lot of fun. Had a good time?
I've had a great time, and I'm going to have a great time at my stand-up show, which is happening soon.
Absolutely.
In Melbourne.
Where can we head to find out more?
You can go to my website, tomballard.com.au. It's called Grandiloquent.
Absolutely.
What does
Very
that
funny.
Mean?
Mm. It means extravagant or pompous language designed to impress.
You've certainly
Bracket
impressed
spunk.
Us.
Yes.
Bracket spunk.
Big old spunk. I registered the name before I wrote the show. Now I've written the show and it's very funny and people should come.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thanks, guys.
This was a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show only on Joy 94.9.